Our guests at the cafe this morning are Amy Welch and Jim Ayers with Commerce Rotary Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we had Jim in a couple of weeks back to talk about an event that Rotary has coming up, but we're getting closer to it, and we also wanted to have Amy in to talk about this. And Amy, it's called Waves of Glory.
Yes, sir. It's called Waves of Glory, and it's a program honoring our local veterans or those who have a connection to Hunt County. And it'll take place November the 9th through the 16th of November, with our opening ceremony on November the 8th.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Veterans Day is November 11th.
Yes, sir.
So this will encompass Veterans Day, but it's before and after.
Before and after.
The event. Well, describe a little bit of what we're going to see with this.
Okay. What we're going to see, and actually Jim has been so great to head this committee, it's been a lot of work. We are installing 100 flags downtown at City Park. Actually, it's the park on Park Street. Mm-hmm. And those 100 flags will be there for the entirety of this time. And on each of those flags will be a placard about one of our veterans that have a connection to Hunt County with their name, a little bit about them, their dates of service, as well as a photo if we have one available.
Jim, how many requests or how many applications, or whatever you call it, have you had?
We are approaching 65 right now. Every day I have several in my email, and we collect them all around town, so they're coming in quickly.
But your maximum is 100.
Well, yes. If we absolutely had to, we could put out more at the last minute, but that's our goal.
And we should add the deadline to nominate a veteran for recognition in Waves of Glory is Monday, October 28th. You might check the Rotary Club Facebook page for more information. And when we talked before, I asked you about the fact that this need not be a veteran who has passed away. This can be a living veteran.
Yes, sir. We are interested in honoring veterans living or deceased. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Sir.
So, Amy, tell me about there's an event the night before, actually, that this thing starts on November 9th, which is a Saturday.
It's
but
a
there's
Saturday.
An event on the Friday night as well.
There is an event on the Friday night before. It's going to be our opening ceremony, and there will be several representatives from various organizations there, some wonderful guests coming in. I don't know if we're at liberty to say their names yet, but guests that will be there to really put this thing forward on the right foot and to honor and pay tribute to these veterans in a way that we need to do.
Uh-huh. Will the flags be lighted in any way?
No, sir. Yeah. Not this year. Boy, that's a good idea, but we're looking for that sponsor that wants
everything costs money.
Yes.
Gotta shell it out. So
that being said, taps will be played there every night at sundown. That is the goal. So there will be that every single night in honor of these flags as the sun sets.
I see. Good. We're talking with Amy Welch and Jim Ayers with the Commerce Rotary Club. Waves of Glory, November 9th to the 16th. And this will be 100 or more flags honoring Hunt County veterans at Commerce, City of Commerce Park. It's just called City Park, I think, in Commerce. So this came about because your Rotary leader wanted something to honor veterans.
Right. Each year, our district governor is allowed to choose some projects that are important to her for the clubs to focus on. And one of hers this year was the veterans. She wanted us to all find a way, large or small, in whatever way is suitable to our club and something that's meaningful to us, to honor the veterans in our community. So some clubs are having veterans come for lunch. Some are being honored a veteran of the week in the newspaper. And we saw what Plano East Club had done with this program on a much different scale. They have 1,000 flags because they're Plano, so
right.
They're much larger.
Right.
But we were so moved by what they have done there that we thought, okay, how do we make this work for Commerce? How can we do something similar here?
Yeah. And Jim, you all already have a flag display program.
We do. Every 5 major holidays a year, we put out about 215 flags, and people can purchase or a subscription for $40 a year. And for 5 different holidays, we'll put a flag in their yard. Mm-hmm. Or business.
And that's or business. Now,
yes.
That's mainly a residential thing?
Most of them are residential, yes.
Yeah, because the Scouts have a thing, too, with businesses here.
Yes, we don't put flags on Washington Street or Live Oak, because that's their territory,
it's
and
Boy,
that's good.
Boy mm-hmm. Scout turf. Okay, good. So this is the first time you've done it. And I suppose you kind of have ambitions of this being an annual thing.
That is definitely the hope. We really want this to be an annual event and something that's meaningful to the community.
Is the American flag beyond politics these days? Is this something that you all feel that should be above and beyond?
Well, that's a loaded question for me, because losing my own father in Vietnam when I was just a boy and seeing the fallout from that, and so I have a very, very serious reverence, if you will, for the flag and just patriotism and veterans, because it changed my life. Yeah. So,
yes,
I think everyone has become more appreciative of veterans since 9/11. And I think that is one thing that has kind of carried over all these years. I think there is more respect for veterans.
Absolutely.
And first responders than, for the most part, than we've had in the past.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Plano East does include first responders in their program, so in the future we most likely will expand it to include them. I'm sure we will.
Good. So this is November 9th through the 16th, Waves of Glory at City Park in Commerce, with an opening ceremony on the Friday night, November 8th.
6
yes,
p.m.
Sir.
Good.
Sir.
6 p.m. that night. Amy Welch and Jim Ayers, thanks for having a cup of coffee
with us.
Thank you.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.